Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody. It's Rated G Radio, and welcome to to the Monday Night Dance Party. I don't know where in the heck that came from, but I guess it's just kind of a holdover after Friday. We had Carl Thornton on Friday's show, and he was debuting his single, Get Up, and I'm going to be playing the remixed version of that in just a little bit because I've been playing it all weekend long, and I've totally been loving it, so that'll be super fun. Tonight, we're going to have comedian Cameron Reedy calling in all the way from New Hampshire tonight, so I hope his phone cord is long enough to reach. He's going to be on the show with us in just a minute or so and talking about life in the great northeast section of the country. Tomorrow night, normally we do Tarot Tuesdays, and we're going to be taking the night off tomorrow. I'm going to be going to an event up in Hollywood with, I have it written down here. It's, I have to go back a couple of weeks here. Tasha Castagna with her cosmetic line, TNT Cosmetics. They're doing their big opening launch something or other and having a red carpet event tomorrow night up in Burbank. And so I'm Burbank, Hollywood, so I'm going to be going to do that. I'm stumbling over my words. I usually have it all written out, and for tomorrow night I just don't have it written out. But anyway, I'm going to go see Tasha tomorrow night and her husband and her son Rick and all the people that are going to be up there celebrating the fact that they are going big time in Hollywood. Wednesday this week we have Hollywood director Ruben Angelo on the line. He's going to be talking about his production company and what's been going on in the world of filmmaking for him. Thursday we've got trucker Patty and her director Beau Gonneau calling in to talk about their documentary that was just featured at Outfest recently called Trucker Patty. And of course we'll have the Friday Night Dance Party this Friday the 1st, and we may have a special guest who is going to call in and be doing rap music straight out of New York City. I mean, believe it or not, it's going to be very, very cool. It's going to be a first for a Friday Night Dance Party to be a rap party, but that's exactly what we're going to be doing. But without further ado, let's get Cameron on the line here. Cameron, welcome to Rated G Radio. Thanks for being on the show tonight, and thrilled
thanks
that
for
you're
having
calling
me.
In all the way. Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for calling in all the way from New Hampshire. How was the weather back there this summer for you?
Oh, the weather sucks. It's rained 3 times in 2 days. I mean, pouring rain to the point where the manholes are starting to overflow and pour down the street. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. So tell me about yourself, Cameron. This is really our first time to talk. A lot of times the guests that I'll have, I'll either know or I'll have met somewhere else. This is my first chance to actually visit with you. So I really am coming into this kind of blind about your background, and I'm fascinated to hear all about you.
That is awesome that I can be a stranger on your show. Actually,
I know.
I'm actually at work still, and I'm on my break. I saved it for this specific moment so that I could be on your show.
Thank you very much.
I'm sitting in a conference chair in a conference room with the door closed.
Running the company, or how is that working?
Oh, hell no. No. I work for a commercial cleaning company. No, I don't run it. I wish I did, but no.
Very nice.
I work for Big Mike's Commercial Cleaning Service right out of Newport, and I'm at a manufacturing plant, which is
nice.
one of his contracts.
So how did you get started doing cleaning for a living, Cameron?
Well, I do have kids, so it just comes naturally.
I was going to say, you've got 4 kids and you're 26. How did that happen?
Well, you know, when a man and a woman love each other... My first daughter was born when I was 19, actually.
Congratulations.
She's 7 now. She just turned 7 on the 8th of July. And my first marriage, I had my two daughters, and then my son is actually adopted from that marriage.
Oh, congratulations.
And now my second wife, I have our first child coming, which is also a girl. So my son and I are screwed.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to be outnumbered. It's going to be, it, right now it's 3-2. It's going to be 4-2. We're going to have to invest in body armor and a timeshare just to stay protected. We're going to have to invest in the body. Huh?
Go ahead. Sorry.
We're going to have to invest in the body armor just to use the timeshare, because there's no way in hell we'll survive without it getting out of the house.
That's true. Now, where would you go on a timeshare with 4 women and 2 men?
Oh, I wouldn't. It'd just be me and my son. That's the point.
There you go. Okay, so tell us
so
about
that
your...
That would be our way to escape.
Yeah, you'd have to, you know, but, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, these women are probably going to hunt you down and try to find you at some point. But so tell me about your career in comedy. How did you get started? Let's back up the truck here a little bit farther. Tell us about where you grew up, what family life was like. You have any brothers and sisters, all that fun stuff.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's okay, fine. You know, I won't get really down and dirty because I'll be throwing a lot of people under the bus. But I was born in Littleton, New Hampshire. Yeah,
okay.
It was one of those nice upbringings. But I was born in Littleton, New Hampshire, and I was raised by my mother, and we moved around a lot. When I was 10, we moved to Barnet, Vermont, and then when I was turning 14, we moved to Charlestown, New Hampshire. And then I attended high school or middle school and high school all within that area, Charlestown Middle School and then Fall Mountain Regional High School out in Langdon. And then after I graduated, I moved all the time. I think from the age of 18 until the age of 21, 22, I moved like 15 times.
Wow. So
didn't include the military. That was just me moving.
Oh, gotcha. So why'd you move
around
so much?
Yeah, I enlisted into the service when I was 20. That was kind of like a trump card when my daughter was born. I wanted to serve since I was 13, but I didn't have a choice at that point, so I just went in.
Gotcha. And so what'd you do in the service?
Oh, I was in the Air Force. I worked in air transportation, which was brand new when I went in back in 2008.
And what does that mean? You're in air transportation.
Oh, that I worked on the flight line with the planes. I built the cargo pallets and cleaned out the planes and loaded all the heavy machinery and you know, stuff like that. It was pretty boring as far as jobs go.
Okay.
I love the military life, don't get me wrong. But
you love the military life. So you're out of the military now, and you're working for the cleaning company. So how did you get started doing comedy?
You know, that's a good question. I've never actually been able to answer that question. I can't come up with one because I'm nervous all the time. Like, I don't have a lot of anxiety, but when I know something is, like for this show, for example, I'm nervous as hell because it's live. I don't know who's listening.
Just,
and, you know,
just you and me. We're just sitting back.
No.
You know, yeah.
But nervousness has never done well for me. The nervousness always opens the door to the realm of embarrassment and spontaneously triggers natural body functions that otherwise shouldn't go off on their own.
And
so, for an example, I get nervous and my bladder will evacuate in front of people that I know. But to be prepared for that, I'm wearing a catheter, so we're good.
Oh, of course,
as one does.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know that there are people out there that have reached the point in their lives where they have to wear one. But it is amazing. Especially if you're lazy and you're really nervous like me, it is amazing. I encourage you to try it if you ever get the chance. Sure,
okay,
it's a little uncomfortable when you first put it in, and you got to get used to the sound of liquid sloshing around all day, but it is so worth it. Less trips going back and forth to the bathroom. And if you pee a lot like me, you're going to want a larger container for more capacity. You know, less trips going to empty it out. You're also going to want to put it in a backpack, you know, for convenience and comfortability. Throw it on your back, then you can forget about it.
So how long does that last?
You probably won't want to risk using one of your own backpacks, you know, in case a seal breaks.
Yeah, that'd be a bad thing.
So I would suggest shopping around online for a cheap one.
Okay.
You know, Craigslist has some good deals.
I think Craigslist would be a great place to start.
But hold on a second. I'm such an what am I even saying? That is not where you do your shopping.
Where do you do your shopping?
You know as well as I do that you're looking for no strings attached casual transsexual sex when you're on Craigslist.
Oh, that is true. No, yeah, the NSA
especially
transsexual.
Especially in a bus station bathroom, and you can't allow a little thing like ruining a backpack to get in the way of that. You just can't do it.
No, that would be a bad thing. So Cameron, where do we go from here?
Yes.
What's happening for you? Do you have any events scheduled in the coming months, weeks, days, hours?
Nothing solid, no. Right now I'm working with a producer, Robert Baum, who is also the dean of Lebanon College. He is talking with his contacts in August to try and get an event scheduled between September and October. So, I mean, it's slow going. It's going to be slow going. You know, I've only been doing comedy for 4 months now, and it started off as written jokes on my fan page on Facebook.
How was that received?
Not very well. Most people on Facebook, unless you're already famous, they don't care. Unless you're already well-known or famous, they really don't care.
Okay.
And even if you are, generally speaking, they'll like your page just to fill their news feed.
Then it's up to you to fill it up with fun content. So what are some of your favorite jokes or stories you put on there?
Some of my favorite ones? I mean, I guess it all depends. Like, a lot of my jokes are inspired just from, you know, family or, you know, looking around at stupid things or just hearing something that's so baffling that I have to write a joke about it. But sometimes I just sit down and think. And, I mean, that's the worst way to write a joke. I'm not going to lie. The worst way to write a joke is to actually try to write one. Because then chances are it's not going to be funny. If you don't let them come naturally, chances are they're not going to work. And I've had a lot of them. I've posted, you know, 4 jokes and kept one.
Well, there you go.
Because
you know,
I would write 3 of them, and then I would write one more, and I would reread the last 3 and be like, nah, and delete them, and then the 4th one would be the one that I kept because it actually came natural.
There you go.
Oh, hey, let's write this.
So, okay, that leads me to another question. So what's your inspiration for a lot of your humor? Where do you find, you know, where do you find your fountain of youth?
Oh, God, it really all depends. You know, if my kids are just being kids and I think of something funny to talk about with the kids, like, for an example, my youngest daughter, you know, bless her, she's autistic. So I really do feel bad about, you know, joking around. It's playful humor. You know, I do everything in the world that I can to support kids. You know, any ads. You know, I'd love to do benefits and stuff for, you know, for children with autism, for children with cancer, for, you know, hunger. I'd love to do benefits like that in charities. You know, I would love to go up there and tell some jokes and do some interviews and, you know, get people laughing and just lighten the situation. But my daughter, Rihanna, she's autistic and one of her many habits is she likes to eat stuff off the floor. And it's a habit that's very difficult to break. I mean, she's a garbage can. She eats more than I do. And I eat like a tank, and she'll out-eat me. Like, if her and I were splitting a pizza, she would have the bigger half of the pizza.
There you go.
And she's only 5 years old. So, she keeps, I don't know where she puts it. It must be in her toes because her feet are getting huge.
Nice. So where do you buy
her
shoes at?
What's up?
Where do you buy her shoes at?
Where do I buy her shoes? I can't even buy her shoes. I have to buy her boxes because the shoes will not fit on her feet. For real.
Very good.
Taylor and her are 21 months apart.
Uh-huh.
They are an inch and a half in height different. And
wow.
5 pounds different. That's it.
They're big kids. So tell me about your kids.
Well, which one?
All of them. You got four. You get a fifth one
on the
way.
The fourth one isn't born yet. She's still swimming.
Oh, gotcha. You got three there and one on the way. Cool.
I'm about 7 months pregnant, but, you know, you wouldn't be able to tell over the phone.
Okay. I was going to guess from your pictures about six and a half, but I'm glad you cleared that up.
Well, you know, my wife decided when we first got married that, you know, we'd just keep having kids until we could form our own baseball team.
I like that.
You know, the hell with draft picks like the rest of the league. We're going to breed them and train them from the ground up.
I think that's an excellent idea. Way to go, Cam.
You know, here you go, Timmy. Here's a glove. Go to third base.
There you go. So you've got the three kids there. Now, and what's your wife's name? And is she a homemaker? Is she out in the workforce?
No. Oh, God. She works. She's a more dedicated worker than I am. And, I mean, I'll do whatever I need to do, you know, to financially support the kids. You know, I go through grown people's trash all day long.
There you go.
And I've done worse. This isn't like the best job, but it's not the worst job. I've done very bad jobs before. I mean, I've gotten up on, you know, at roofs at 150 degrees to peel, you know, that metal siding off so that some other guy can scrap it and get paid by the hour to do it. Sucked, but I did it because I needed to. But no, her name is Jenna, and she works at a convenience store. So we work opposite shifts because babysitters are really expensive, especially for three kids. So she works in the morning.
There you go.
And I work at night. And then we see each other on the weekends when I'm not working. So,
there you go. Awesome. Well, Cameron, go ahead.
It went for a while, actually. The first 7 months, we hardly saw each other at all because she did mornings and weekends, and then I did nights.
Oh, my gosh.
So we never, yeah.
This explains why you have the little one on the way, because when you did see each other, you couldn't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that tends to happen. You know, when you hardly have any time together, that those intimate moments really kind of take control.
They speed up on you. Hey, Cameron, as we're getting ready to wind up our time together, is there social media or places you'd like people to find you? So if they'd like to follow you around and become a Cam fan, they can do that?
Well, yeah, I mean, they can go to my fan page. You got it, you know, posted on the event site, so they can find me there.
Okay.
They can also email me. I can leave my email.
Cool. Go ahead.
I'll say it and then I'll spell it because I have one of those names that you have to spell, otherwise people aren't going to know what the hell I'm talking about. So it's reedy26@gmail.com. So reedy, it's reedy. 26@gmail.com.
Reedy26@gmail.com. Well, everybody,
yeah, it's my personal email. I'm the only one that checks it. I'm the only one that I don't have anyone doing it for me. It's me. So I mean, they can you can email me about anything if you want to tell me that I was funny. If you want to give me material to make jokes out of. If you want to call me a shitbag. If invite me to an event. Whatever you feel like doing, drop me a line and I'll answer.
So your team is busy doing other things while you're off making the world a funnier place.
I'm attempting that, yeah. See, the biggest problem with me is I'm naturally broke. All parents are broke. And I also don't have a whole lot of time because the kids are in school and I'm bouncing off my wife's schedule and she's bouncing off of mine and yada yada. And we only have one vehicle and it's a gas guzzler, and that's the other thing that sucks. So in order for me to do comedy, I have to do it at open mic nights that are around New Hampshire, and New Hampshire is not big on comedy at all.
So that
where do you
it
do it at?
Find. Well, I've done my first open mic night I ever did was at a bar called the Seven Barrel Brewery.
Okay.
And although they allowed me to get in front of the mic, no one wanted comedy there. We're talking about people drinking. They want music. They don't want a one-man show of someone just talking, funny or not. They, you know, they shun the non-believer. They don't want it. So that was just a good way to break in. And then my first open mic night that was comedy-based was at the Java Cup on Pleasant Street in Claremont. And that one was, you know, people actually showed up to listen to comedy. So that was, and you can find the video if you YouTube my name. YouTube my name and look for the video with Java Cup in the title, and you can watch the show. It's a 6-minute bit, and it's funny. It's not really well put together because I was nervous as hell, so it sounds scripted. It looks scripted. My feet, my legs resemble pillars because I don't move around.
Well, probably for your first time out, I bet it's not as bad as you think.
Well, yeah, that was the first time, like, at an actual comedy event.
Okay.
So it was a whole different ball game because I didn't have, four people listening or trying to listen and then 20 people in the background, you know, yelling and drinking. I had everybody's eyes on me. So it was a little bit nerve-wracking. I mean, I've had positives and negatives. I've had people give me advice, and I've had people say, like, oh, you were funny. But, I mean, that's going to happen no matter what. No matter how good I get, I'm going to have fans and naysayers, and I'm fine with that. But I had to choose, or I had to find a cheap or free route to take, and I did. I got onto Facebook, and I started messaging every radio station I could possibly find and started emailing every local newspaper I could possibly find because those are free.
There you go.
And it's worked. Yeah. It's worked so
absolutely.
Far, but, I mean, I've messaged and emailed, like, 50 radio shows, and I think you and one other has actually responded. See,
well,
the problem
know,
is my... Go ahead.
You know, I was going to say, you know, it's just, I think anything is a matter of, it's a numbers game. And so if you have the opportunity to, you know, jump on a show or do something like that, I always think it's good to do it. And, you know, hopefully, you know, at some point, Cameron, you'll want to come back on and talk about what's going on or maybe a show that you're going to be, you know, going on and appearing at or something like that. And that would be fun to have you back.
Oh, absolutely.
So one more time, go ahead.
Doing this show is definitely better than the last time. Actually, when I went onto the stage at Seven Barrel, it was the first time in 17 years I had ever performed in front of a crowd.
Cool.
Yeah, yes and no. There was a reason for it. When I was 9 years old in fourth grade, I was selected for a part in a play that I had tried out for. And the reason I had tried out for this part was I wanted to impress the ladies and show them that I wasn't gay, which, for the record, is a wonderful way to prove to a group of girls that, as a boy, you're not gay, putting on a pair of tights and prancing around like a fairy.
There
you
go.
It works wonders.
Well, Cameron, our time's up. Our time's up for tonight, so hopefully I can get you to come back on a future episode here of Rated G Radio, but it's been fun having you here. And everybody, you know, check out Cameron Reedy's Facebook page, like the page, and we're going to be back right after this, so stay tuned. Cameron, thanks again. Hold on.
Thank you.
close my eyes and tell myself when I feel judged by someone else that love, love, love begins with me. I dig in deep and must reveal the secret for my heart to heal. No lies, lies, lies or make believe. But my stones and sticks I pitch them away and get in the way of myself again. And then I say, I am not afraid. I know how to be brave, 'cause in the best and worst of days my colors never fade. Bitter words can't stain, wash out or strip away. 'Cause in a million shades of gray my colors never fade. Fade. Mending all my imperfections unravels me in all directions. And it's hard, 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 so hard to breathe. Can't pave my road with good intentions, frightened by my own invention. Oh, when will I believe? So brick by brick I lay it there and paint up my face for the world again. And then I say,
future here unfolds. Feels like, oh, place, and I knew it when I saw your face, that you would wrap me up inside your world. The hours turn near somehow, though the times have changed, my heart still sound, knowing that you'll never let me go. And it feels like home.
Listening to Rated G Radio.